It was another drama-filled episode of Very Cavallari. Kristen's making some house moves, Brittany's making some boss moves, Shannon's making some bitchy moves, and Worth is 25 years old with his own two-story house, so we're feeling great about our lives. We're breaking it down next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
It's hot, bitch. Yes, well, Kristen calls herself the CEO bitch, and today we saw that it was a little tough for her. She had some issues with some of the staff. Brittany hired someone that she did not love, and I mean, I guess that's what happens when you delegate. Jay finally convinced her to move into a new house. Shannon's got some issues with Reagan. Worth, I have a lot of feelings about, because he is just like living his best life. And we're breaking it all down. We're also picking our boss of the week. And we got some very juicy news and gossip that we're going to be breaking down in just a bit. But first, host intros starting. Oh, I'm Zach Peter. And starting to my left,
Mackenzie Fain.
Welcome.
Susan Pinkney.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brittany Semenik.
Initial thoughts, Brittany, how did you feel?
I mean, there's a lot of new things going on in this episode, I feel like. There's a new house coming along for Worth and potentially Jay and Kristen Cavallari, and also some new job opportunities for somebody.
We also didn't wrap up, or like we very briefly wrapped up last week's drama with John and Shannon, and we kind of just like glossed over that and mulled over into some new drama. Susan, how are you feeling?
I feel really good, and I love the episode. Speaking of glossing over, I feel like they sobered up. That was the big deal.
Yeah, you're right.
You're sober, you realize you weren't fighting about anything.
I don't know. I feel like alcohol just makes things easier. Nobody fights. Like, it just, like, lessens the drama.
I do kind of feel like they were fighting over something, though. Like, I really do, and I think that I have a lot to say about that fight.
Do you think that she, let's settle this right now.
Okay.
Do we think that she was flirting with Worth?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I do too.
And Worth even said it.
Yeah.
So.
And do we think that that was the real, like, big reason that he was upset?
I think it's the top layer, and there's just a whole bunch of layers underneath that that are similar.
Mm-hmm.
I think exactly how he ended up saying it was, you just don't make me feel like I'm at the table. You don't make, it's like, no, you're like, this is my boyfriend, you know, cuddle, cuddle kind of thing. Or,
but like after a while, don't you feel like you don't have to, like, when you've been together for so long, like you shouldn't have to be like, we're together and all over each other.
Like, no, but it was like that with Worth, and there was nothing with Gertie.
Yeah.
Gertie.
Yeah.
Did she ever even introduce her boyfriend to Worth? I don't even recall that happening.
I think they know each other.
Oh, they knew each other.
Yeah, okay. I think they do.
Okay.
My feeling is that he was insecure. I agree with you. And the fact that she did flaunt all over Worth and, you know, gave him so much attention and played with his man bun and, you know, did all these things. And she did ignore him, but they come from a friendship. And so I think the transition from friendship to relationship is what's going to cause them to have their difficulties.
I also think Shannon obviously has a problem with authority and accepting authority. Yeah. And not that her boyfriend should be her authority, but she doesn't like feeling like she has to not report to somebody, but how... You know what I mean?
She can do what she wants to do.
She kind of does her own thing.
She doesn't want any kind of hold on her.
Right.
Which I get, but I just, I think he's way too good for her, if I'm going to be completely honest. I really do.
Okay, Worth or Gurney?
Gertie.
Gurney.
Isn't it Gertie?
Do I think he's too good for? Is Gurney. Yes, but I
don't. Worth or Gurney, who's your pick?
For Shannon?
For you.
Oh, for me?
Who's
oh
your
my
fave?
God. I mean,
they're two totally different people.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I think Gertie is like just so sweet and just so hot. I think he's so hot.
I think I'm Team Gertie too.
I'm Team Gertie.
I'm Team Worth any other day of the week, but when you put the two of them together, I think I'm totally Team Gertie.
I am too.
Like, he plays the guitar, like, he like works for a living. Worth is like trust fund baby.
Yeah, I agree.
I think
Gurney just seems like a genuine good guy. I said that last week.
Worth is the guy you follow on Instagram and like his photos.
Yeah, you don't take Worth home to your parents.
Exactly.
Like, I'm taking Gurney home for Christmas.
Yeah,
exactly. make
But I definitely
jealous.
Think he had a right to be upset. Do I think he should have left? No. But do I think he should have, like she said, called him out or called her out on the spot? No, it wasn't appropriate. And I think he did the better thing with just kind of removing himself. It was a little dramatic, yes. obviously, but I don't know.
To go, like, she said radio it's a pattern.
It's a pattern, though. If you heard her say that he did that with his girlfriends in the past, too. So now I have less respect for him removing himself from the situation if he gets mad and leaves them in the bar.
I don't know how much I believe her.
Yeah.
I really don't.
I don't think she could be trusted.
No. But you know what? I do have to say the one good thing.
We've just become the morality police.
Just all of a sudden said, well, I don't know if I can believe her.
Wait, I don't.
I mean, we saw her like little fake pageant video last week, and that kind of was like, I don't know.
She throws tantrums. Yeah, she's not. Yeah, she does have a lot of sides.
The one thing I will say good about her. Probably the whole show. I'm sorry. Was that she? I was really shocked at how well that conversation went when they met up for coffee, and he was vulnerable, explained his feelings, and then she was like, "I understand, babe, but like you have to tell me these things. We have to talk." And I thought she was gonna be like, "I don't care. Like we're not talking about this. I'm so pissed."
But they also kind of glossed over the whole Worth thing. I felt like it took a turn where it wasn't about Worth. It was kind of just about him feeling ignored. But she asked, "Well, was this about Worth?" And I feel like he didn't really answer the question.
I think it was totally about Worth.
Yeah,
it was all about Worth. I mean, when there's another man that's like way more macho and like manly and is like dominating his presence at the table and your girlfriend's attention is all on him, like, of course, that's going to be a hit to your manhood.
But that's not the underlying issue.
I was going to say also.
You're right. There's a deeper issue there.
If you recall, I think she's supporting him. Because he's living there. I think he does lawn care for someone. And he's like, he has no money. He's a starving artist. So I think he feels really insecure with it being Worth of all people. Because Worth is supporting himself. He works just for fun. So, I mean, I'm sure.
But he's not supporting himself that way. Okay. Two people that are really supporting themselves are Kristen and Jay, and they actually earned this new house that they're moving into and the dream house that they created, that they're living in currently. That I actually really liked that library, Susan, that you showed us was amazing. How are we feeling about this new house?
Well, I had said last week maybe it was odd that they were moving already because the house that they were in was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. But now that she said, I initially thought that it was because maybe it wasn't the best space for the kids. And that's what I had said last week because we don't see what's going on with the kids, so we didn't know. And she had said in the kitchen, she made a comment, "Oh, wow, I can see into the living room from the kitchen." And then when Jay said all the kids' bedrooms are upstairs, she's like, "Oh, my gosh, all the bedrooms are upstairs. This is perfect." So I think the space they are in now on the show just wasn't the right fit for the family and the kid aspect.
I would agree with you. And absolutely, she said those things. And just the house in general, I loved it. I felt like the chicken coop was like chicken coop 2018. I mean, it was so beautiful. Yeah. It was like a country estate that I think I could live in and feel happy and comfortable and not, you know, feel like you're Green Acres somewhere. It was awesome. I loved it.
Yeah, I also think Jay's gonna really try to negotiate some goats into the new deal.
I think so
too. With the second one, as long as they're fertilizing his grass, right?
That's all he cares. Goat yoga? Kristen.
Goat yoga? Yes.
I'm a fan.
I think Kristen wants the goats more than he does. He was using the goats as bribing
her. He's like, "Oh God, what do we have going on here?"
Very cute.
I just love Jay. I'm sure you guys talked about
him. He is like the
best. He is so funny.
He really is.
Okay, his outfit.
He's his own breed.
I like the hat. I didn't love the rest of it. I mean, I like the hat on like a young hipster, but like I didn't like any of it on Jay Cutler.
You know, I feel like Jay can do no wrong. Like he's perfect in every way. However, his outfit was all wrong in every way. Like it was so terrible. And I'm so glad that she mentioned it, because if she didn't, I'd have been like, okay, so she just lets him do whatever he wants. But she mentioned it, so I was like, okay, great. It's awesome that they have that kind of relationship.
You know, it's like when you're a toddler, you're like, you can dress yourself today. And then he comes out and you're just like, okay, I want to support your individual fashion sense and your choices. I don't support that, but I want to support your individuality. And you know what else our viewers should support, Brittany, is AfterBuzz TV.
They should. AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
That's right. Hit that subscribe button. This is the reality channel, and you don't want to miss other great reality shows that we're breaking down here on the network. Right? We got a lot of them.
It's true. Absolutely.
Okay. So Kristen decided that since she was busy, you know, catering to goats and finding a new house, that she needed to put Brittany in charge, and she delegated to have Brittany hire some new girls. So we saw the interview process, which I thought was really interesting. Mackenzie, what did you think of some of those girls that came in?
Oh, the girls that just said, I just love Kristen from the Hills. My mom watched it. It was just all a mess.
That was a painful one. My mom watched the Hills.
It was painful. It was just all wrong.
I was going to say, that made me pause for a second. When she said my mom, I was just like, how old is she?
She has to be like 18, 19. Right. And her mom has to be really young. She had a really young mom. Yeah. What are, like, what would be an appropriate, because Reagan had some funny questions that she was asking herself.
She was so funny.
What animal would you most identify with? Or would you consider, what animal, Susan, would you consider?
Oh my gosh.
Yourself most aligned with? Where are your chakras being pulled?
I'm just going to pull something randomly, and I'd say a fish, only because I love the water and the beach and all those good things, and a lot of times it can be very beautiful, like, you know, betta fish or whatever. So I'd say a fish, and because they, you know, move gracefully, and I like to think that I'm a little graceful. So, but I felt like that was a really good interview question that Reagan had. And so this week I kind of have a different perspective on Reagan. I see where the intelligence is coming from and, you know, how we all knew she was playing a little game before, but now she's letting the real true Reagan out, and I think I like her.
I still think the game she's playing is putting Xanax in her Tic Tac box.
I don't know what other game she's playing other than being herself. But.
Yeah, but I mean, she was cute asking questions. She was, you know, I thought she gave a good effort. She even, like, stood up to Shannon later on in the episode. I'll give her a star on her board.
I mean, my thing is, what are these people thinking coming into these interviews? Just totally fangirling out, thinking that that's going to get them the job.
Yeah, like, would you admit, Mackenzie, would you admit that you're a Kristen fan going in to apply for a job at her store?
I wouldn't even say that I watched The Hills. Like, that wouldn't even be, I know of Kristen. I love her brand. I love everything that she's about is the kind of response that they should have been given.
Or strategically say, I'm very familiar, and move on from there.
Yes.
That way you're not disrespecting her. Like, oh, I don't know who she is.
Right. But also, they were talking about how they liked the girl that said, I have a couple necklaces.
Yes.
I really love and support the brand. Like, that's the kind of girl that they want selling their products.
And I agree with Susan, just to kind of, like, make it, like, nonchalant. Not just be like, I'm a fangirl, but maybe say, I remember reading her book. She said one day she wanted to open a store, and here it is on Common James, and, like, she went after what she wanted, and here it is. Like,
you applied for a job there, didn't you?
That was, like, that was really good. I'm hiring you. I'm going behind Kristen's back and hiring you.
I interview very strategically.
Well, apparently they don't have to, like, seriously interview at this place, because Brittany will just hire you at a dinner table.
That is just crazy.
Yeah. I feel like she really screwed up with that one. Like, she really wanted to rise to the occasion, and I actually thought she was going to be my boss of the week. I thought she was really going to shine. Spoiler, it's not. but I feel like hiring somebody that's Shannon's friend over dinner and not even really discussing it with Kristen first, I thought that was a major fail. Brittany, what did you think?
I agree. I mean, last week, Brittany was my boss of the week. And so this was extremely disappointing. That was just so unprofessional. It really was. It's just over dinner and drinks, like, hey, you got the job. It's just, no.
So do you think that she did it to kind of solidify her relationship with Shannon? Because they were, you know, fighting last week, and then they became friends. And so she did it to, like, really be her friend and buddy up to her. Because, I mean, there was no logic behind it. If someone tells you that they don't have time to work in the store, why bother putting them on the schedule at all?
Yeah.
But I mean, the crazy thing is, if anything, Shannon owes Brittany. Brittany doesn't owe Shannon anything, especially after picking her up last week and going out of her way for her. So it's, I'm not really sure what it was about.
I do kind of get the totem pole kind of thing. Like, she does want to stay cool with Shannon, and she wants, I do get what you're saying. But it was so inappropriate. Yeah. And it really does seem like Brittany has a really good head on her shoulders when it comes to being a boss and being a manager. And she's just always thinking, besides the label thing from last episode, which is just like, how did nobody get those labels there? But that's a whole nother thing. But I mean, yeah, this was just such a fail, and it's kind of disappointing.
Let's see how many episodes they talk about these labels, though. Like, I think it's going to be a running joke. Like, every episode they're going to have to talk about, did you do the labels?
Yeah, these damn labels.
Labels are important, guys. When you're running a business, you got to have that label maker handy. I think what it was is, she was having drinks and she felt comfortable. She knew that Taylor was somebody that had worked with the brand before. She obviously vibed well with Shannon, which is obviously a big obstacle within the team dynamic already. And I feel like it was just, it felt easy. So she just ran with it, assuming Kristen would be fine with it, not knowing that Taylor like already turned down a job there.
Right.
And like, I'm sorry, I would not hire her. If she had already said, no, I don't want to work for your business, then like, fine, you're not going to work for my business.
Absolutely.
Like, you don't have time, you're always traveling, bye.
Exactly. Because there's someone out there that's extremely passionate about the brand that really wants that job, and it's not fair to that person.
Completely agree. But you know what's fair to our listeners?
What? Tell us.
Subscribing on iTunes and leaving us a good review because they love us. Guys, we're on iTunes, and you can subscribe, and you can leave us a nice review, a nice comment, say you love Zach and Brittany and Susan and Mackenzie, because we're going to be here breaking it down for you every week, so give us a shout-out, and we'll give you a shout-out, but you have to leave us a review first, and subscribe on iTunes right now. Go. Do it. Speaking of people that are winning in life, so Worth has a house, and he's throwing a housewarming party. Which
he's
I
hot.
Thought.
He's why hot. Weren't we invited? This panel should have been invited. Right.
So, one, he's hot. Two, he works for fun, as Susan pointed out earlier. Three, he's hot. And four,
I was going to interrupt you.
And four, he like has like a gorgeous home.
It is nice.
And a gorgeous car.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. Worth is like winning in life right now. Susan, were you really hurt that you weren't invited to his party?
No, I loved it because I feel like I would have been like Kristen and Kelly when they felt like the old ladies in the club.
Did you feel like you needed somebody to bring you champagne on a platter too?
Yeah. But I loved it. It looked like they were playing beer pong or some version of that.
Yeah,
I mean, it was like a fun little kind of frat boy house party.
That's why somebody like Worth at 25 years old does not need a house because he's literally playing beer pong when he could be having champagne on a platter with a butler.
But he did have two bars, one upstairs and one downstairs, so you didn't have to go back downstairs to get a drink. I
mean, so smart.
Like, he thought one thing out.
The house was amazing. I love that he was, you know, he's spending his money wisely, apparently. And his girlfriend is cute. I love that we met her. And I love that she was pretty and smart.
We should have hired her. She had a cute little Gucci belt on. She's like vibing with the girls. She could have definitely made it on the Uncommon James team. But they have a long distance relationship. I feel like somebody like Worth should not be in a long-distance relationship. Like, would you trust him, Brittany?
It would be very difficult. It would be very difficult. I don't know how she does it. I mean, look at him. And, like, his job. He's surrounded by beautiful women in this store.
Shannon.
Working for Kristen Cavallari. And I don't know.
I know. It's Reagan, it would be Reagan's very single. Difficult. Reagan's not single.
Reagan is single. And Reagan is single, and she's always flirting with a different guy. The photographer and the other guy. And they're always like,
they love her.
They love her. Yeah, they're eating out of her hands, waiting for her to pick them.
Do you remember when somebody asked her out and she was like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But how funny when Worth was giving his speech at his housewarming party and he's like, and everybody, this is Taylor. Like, he just loves, like, how they were saying he has to always talk about Taylor. Wait, is that his girlfriend's name?
I think her name's Kat.
Kat. Sorry. Kat. And he's like, this is Kat. And she was just like, oh, okay. You didn't really need to introduce me to the whole party. I already met everybody. It was so funny.
I know. They're introducing, like, a lot of new characters every... Like, every week, I feel like we meet two new people.
Yes.
I'm trying to keep up.
I know, the names are getting a little difficult.
Trying to keep up like a Kardashian.
Yeah. But that's easier.
Okay, so let's get to the meat of the party. And that was this juicy fight between Reagan and Shannon. So we saw earlier that Shannon was... she was asking for help. Do we think, Mackenzie, do you think that she was being a little over bossy bitchy?
Of course. Of course. She squashed her beef with Brittany, and now she needs to find another power trip. And it's just going to keep, she needs to find where she can overpower somebody.
Well, I was going to say, I would disagree only because, only because I felt like what she was asking was reasonable. She asked her to help with the labels. She asked her to help with a few other things in the store.
Everything goes
I want to fly there and do the labeling.
I mean, but everything she was asking of her was reasonable. And if she wasn't doing anything else and she's the store's assistant and those things are necessary to open the store, for once, because I feel like Shannon is a little high strung sometimes, but for once, I feel like what she did was 100% on the level, and she was working, trying to get her job done, and asked for a little help.
But let me just intervene, because Kristen even said, I've had so many problems with Shannon. I've never seen Reagan this upset. So I don't think I can really fully believe that A, Reagan wasn't doing anything. B, Shannon didn't say it with a little attitude and ask 17,000 things of her. Because we did see Reagan, her back was turned. She was doing something. And she said, yes, I will do the labels. And then she goes, okay, and then after that, can you do the emails? And she's like, well, no. Like, I'm not going to keep doing your things. I'll do the labels. Fine. There's your one favor. Yeah, but I'm not your little help. Like,
yeah, I feel like the editing made it seem like Reagan was just being a little resistant and not wanting to work for Shannon because it's Shannon and she's been there longer. But I think it was more of the tone in which Shannon was speaking to her. Right. It was a little condescending. And I think that's what Reagan had an issue with.
Right. I was going to say I agreed with Mackenzie and Susan because I think it was...
me? What am I talking about?
And you, I was initially thinking, and you, because I think it was the tone in Shannon's voice that came off wrong. In a way, I feel like she wasn't asking her something that was out of the realm of her job. Because what's Reagan's job? She's the assistant to the store.
Right.
So she's asking her to assist, but I think it was the way she came off and then just the ongoing list when really, Shannon, what are you doing? How long does it take to do a social media post? I mean, I know a quality one takes time, but it doesn't take all day.
Yeah.
So. No, and half of the problem... And we've heard Shannon say, I don't like to work. So it just, all the pieces are just puzzling together when it comes to this situation.
And I think my other issue with how it all went down was the fact that Reagan went to Kristen at the party, which I thought was just a little very inappropriate. Like, you just don't go to your boss in a social setting and bring up work because you're having an issue with the coworker.
I thought the same thing too, but it was very light. Kristen didn't seem upset by it, so maybe Kristen said, what's going on? Did something just happen? And it was, I don't know, it seemed a little light, because I thought the same thing, too. And then I was like, oh, that went over a little easier.
You know what? You guys are being a little bit nicer, because I feel like Reagan used an opportunity to talk about it first. Because, you know, sometimes whoever gets to talk about it first is the one that you're going to at least give them you're going to, even if you don't exactly side with them, you're going to take a little more credence to what they're saying because they came to you first. Yeah. And so Reagan, I feel like she just set it up so that she would be the one that Kristen believed.
I think so too.
But what about, okay, how about the fact that I think whenever you're, what's her name? Shannon leaves and goes and cries in a room. She's not very confident in the fact that she didn't tell her to do all these things. She's like, now she's going to tell her and everybody's going to believe, she's going to believe, Kristen's going to believe them and this whole thing. So it's like, you are so guilty to me. You were being a little jerk, I think.
Yeah.
I did like that she walked away and went into a room and like was not trying to cause a scene at the party. Everyone ultimately ended up coming to her, where I still think Reagan going up to Kristen in the middle of the room at the party, bringing it up there, I thought it was ill-timed. I did think it was strategic in the sense that she wanted to plant the seed first. But I think we're all in agreement. We're Team Reagan on this one.
Yeah, but let me just say this about Shannon. Really. Did you notice that when she's fighting with Brittany, she's confident. She knows that she can say whatever she wants. She's rude. She's disrespectful. And she feels good about it because she's not afraid of Brittany. But I feel like there's a little fear in her of Reagan because she was very uncomfortable from start to finish when Reagan came to her. Like from the moment that Reagan brought up her issue, she felt like she was being attacked. And we've never seen that side of Shannon before.
Probably because it's like, and like she said, it's always me. I'm always in the mix of trouble and getting in trouble, which is so true. And to your boss to keep hearing, oh, I keep hearing your name, Shannon. You're always in trouble. So she's like, it's just one more thing. And she did it to herself, I think.
Yeah, it's Shannon is like queen of self-sabotage. She loves drama.
Self-sabotage, loves, yeah, absolutely.
Self-sabotage Shannon. That's yes, her new name.
Do you guys think we'll see more of that scene, or do you think that was it?
I think they're going to wrap that up and introduce the next.
Yeah.
As we saw them do with last week and this week. But on that note, let's do a quick round of Boss of the Week, and then we'll do a quick round of news. Yeah?
Yes.
All right. Brittany, who is your Boss of the Week?
My Boss of the Week is actually Kristen Cavallari.
Okay.
And I say this because I feel like she really played the boss this time and put her foot down and said, no, I'm going to be part of the hiring process and you're not going to just go hire whoever you want, when Brittany went and told Taylor she could have the job. Yeah. And so I think that says a lot. And she said, I quote, this isn't a sorority, it's a business. And that shows that she's a boss.
That's a good one. Susan?
I'm going out on a limb, just going to say it was Reagan for me this time.
Okay.
I've been so tough on Reagan from episode one. I just didn't really relate to her, understand like what she was bringing to the show. But this time I feel like Reagan, even if I don't 100% agree with it not have been her job description, I feel like bringing it to Kristen and putting it out on the table and not letting someone boss you around if you don't think that was your job responsibility. She did a good job of, you know, bossing up and doing what she needed to do to make sure that she's comfortable in her job and her job description. I liked it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm here for it. Mackenzie, who was your first Boss of the Week?
I was going to say Reagan, but now I'm going to change it because I have another one. Jay, I'm obsessed with. So I'm going to say Jay because he got Kristen to go to the house. Yeah. And they're gonna. He's just a boss. And he just has the best, like, one-liner sentences. He's just so good.
I was so torn. It almost became Kristen after I heard your argument. It was almost Jay, because, I mean, Jay's just like...
Because he's hot.
He steals, he steals it every week. It was almost the Canadian, because we see that he's finally going to be making an appearance soon. But ultimately, I mean, it had to go to Worth, because he's just living his best life right now.
Yes.
He's living his best life.
I want to shout your live chat. Hi, it's Julian from the booth. Yeah. You have Bougie Boo, who says that Reagan is the boss of the week. We love a C-word manipulator.
Oh! Wow, that's a good one. That's
awesome. I think this is where we see her being... Remember, Kristen said she's a lot smarter than you think?
Absolutely.
This is where we see her strategizing and manipulating. I like that. Thank you, Julia.
I do like Reagan.
Okay, shall we move into news and gossip?
Let's do it.
Susan, what do we have?
AfterBuzz TV News. We have quite a bit of news.
Yes.
So Worth, we all know that he comes from old money. Bustle told us a little bit more about him that we didn't know. He is an Instagram model.
Shocker.
Surprise, surprise.
Wow. Yeah.
And Nashville native, former college football player, played the same position as Jay.
Interesting.
So, yeah, he played at Alabama and, he played at Auburn University. And he likes to post workout pics on Insta.
Nobody's mad about that.
Fit for LA loves that.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah. So we have a few pictures here.
Wow.
Okay.
And he travels everywhere too. Like his pictures are like from, you know, skiing.
Is that
you know,
Cat?
Again, that is Cat.
Boss of the week, you guys.
I mean, after that photo, I think maybe.
Oh. Yeah. So if you want to see all the pictures and, you know, read a little bit more about him, you can find that on Bustle. Also, moving on to our next story, we have... Okay, so you guys humor me here just a little bit.
Okay.
All right, so Brittany is always, or at least most of the time, she's very solid in her decision-making and she knows what she's doing. But it seems like whenever she needs advice, she goes to her rock...
Oh, John Stone.
Rock. Cute. Okay. Anyway, so she goes to John Stone. But what we didn't know, maybe some of you guys knew, John is a real boss. John is a very prolific songwriter. He's written for, oh my goodness, Kenny Chesney, Blake Shelton, Rascal Flatts, Hank Williams Jr., and of course, Lee Bryce. And we have a little bit of a song that he wrote with Lee Bryce that I happen to love.
I love this song so much.
Have you heard this song?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs. It's a huge hit, or it was a huge hit back in 2011, I think. But if I was single,
wow.
Yeah, so our boy John Stone that we just look at as Britney's boyfriend, like he's really making, he's bossing it up all over Nashville.
Wow.
That's impressive. So much respect, Britt.
I love it.
Oh, and one more thing about John. He worked as a bull rider.
Interesting. Ooh,
that's like incredible to me. Like how do you go from bull riding to songwriting? But anyway, and so I found that out on curbmusicpublishing.com.
Sweet. And do we have one more story?
We do have one more story. Kristen, our girl, she relived some of her bitchiest moments, and she did that in an interview with cosmopolitan.com.
She had many of those.
She had a lot. But what she did was she gives us the BTS, the behind the scenes behind each of the clips that she relived with them.
Ooh.
So you get to hear what her perspective was for what was actually happening in the clip. Here we go.
Yes, I really wore white. That was all very real. No one told me to wear white. Really did that on my own. I like that white dress. This is what Laguna Beach was like these non-existent looks towards each other. Just like camera angles of like... God, I don't even know if I remember this.
So I was thinking we should have a poker party.
It'd actually be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's when Casey's party is.
I just thought about that.
Whatever, I don't need to go to that.
Such a bitch.
I love that.
Brought home.
They told me exactly where to sit. I didn't just pick that seat. So pissed. I know this one.
It just might be time
to
move on,
you know?
Stephanie, I think he's okay.
This one's good.
He can handle it.
He's a big boy.
He's a big boy. He can handle himself. Oh, this is what happens after a bottle of tequila.
Those were so good.
So funny.
Oh my god. I blame Heidi and Spencer. They brought the bottle of tequila.
Oh, my God.
Blame it on the alcohol.
And she later goes on to say that she and Audrina had made a pact that they wouldn't fight and that they were going to, you know, try to cause a wedge between them. But all they had to do was bring in...
Justin Bobby.
Bobby. And then, you know, all bets were off.
I love it. What some juicy news. We had one more real quick. Right.
Well, no, just Stephen Colletti. He was doing an interview for a project that he's working on. He's actually an actor, and he had an unrelated interview, and all anyone could talk to him about was Very Cavallari in the Hills and Laguna Beach and shows that he doesn't even want to talk about anymore. And so he seemed kind of annoyed that they were asking him about Laguna Beach and that they were asking him about a reboot and Very Cavallari. But he did say that he would absolutely do Very Cavallari season two if he were asked to do it.
For someone that doesn't want to talk about it, the fact that he would come back for another season is very questionable, Stephen Colletti. Very questionable.
And you can get that whole article on Us Weekly.
I love it. Okay, should we do a quick round of predictions to close out the show?
Yeah.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Brittany, what is your prediction at large for next week?
Wow, I guess I really haven't thought about it, but I will say I think that the Shannon and Britney feud is going to heat up again. Ooh. I just don't think it's going to last. I don't think this nicey-nice is going to last. I think we're going to see the cat claws come out again.
Okay, Susan?
I think Kelly's going to enjoy her time with the Canadian.
Do you think we're actually going to see him?
And we'll finally learn his name.
It's Matt.
His name is Matt.
Yes.
Okay, Mackenzie.
My prediction is that Taylor and Shannon are going to get into a little tiff. I don't know how long they've been friends, and I really want to know, but there's no way that Taylor can just keep supporting this crap.
She's an instigator.
Don't understand.
Yeah, I think Taylor's going to stir some stuff up.
Yes.
I don't think she's going to be... another Reagan actually stirred up the pot today. But yeah, I think there's definitely more drama to come, and I think it's going to come from Taylor and Shannon, of course, naturally. All right, thank you guys so much for joining us for Very Cavallari. I'm Zach Peter. You can follow me at Just Plain Zach and keep up with some funny tweets and some cute Instagram pics.
And I'm Mackenzie Fain. You can follow me on Instagram at Mackenzie Fain.
I'm Susan Pinkney. Follow me, SUZQ90210, SUZQ90210.
And I'm Brittany Semenik, and you can follow me at FitBritLA _ and check out my blog, FitBritLA.com.
Holla! Thank you guys for watching.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.